Hello?
Line
I leaned up against the.
connected.
I know, I leaned up against the phone by accident.
It's okay, no worries. So with
Okay,
that,
go
your
ahead.
I-9W4 completed. Did you want to do your direct deposit? Do you have like your account information so we can do direct deposit now?
Yeah, I can. I'm gonna call them while you're on the phone and I'll get it right done. Hold on. Let's see. Wait a minute, Precious. Wait, I'll get you treat. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Stop doing that, Precious. Let's see right here. Okay, right here. Hold on. What am I thinking, Monica? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Huh, they don't open till 9.
Okay, no worries. So then just give them a call, get
I
your
will.
account routing number, call me back when you have the information. We can do this over the phone, okay?
Okay, and then
Remember
what else?
that, yeah, you need to just get your social, your replacement social,
Okay,
and
that's
then
it.
other than that, oh, your 2-year residency proof. So you've been living in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years, right?
Yeah, 60
Okay.
some.
Let me actually look at your ID. What's your ID? Oh no, you know what? That's perfect. Your ID serves as a 2-year residency proof. So all you need to just get me is your social, and that's it.
Okay, and then what about the test? Do you want me to try to do that or?
You can try to do the test, but I can help you over here. Don't worry about it. And I
Okay.
just got your background check results. Let me just look at it really quickly. All right. So because I see that there are a couple of felony charges here from back like in 2001, it's part of the company policy to just discuss this over with the client. But I need to
Okay.
get your authorization over the phone to do that. Okay, is Clifton with you right now?
Yes.
Do you mind if I speak with him so we can just
No,
discuss
no.
them?
Okay, hold on. I have to get him up because I gotta get him up anyway. I have to
Okay.
clock in this morning. Hold on. Question. Monica wanted to verify that you knew that I was in jail and all that, and that's all I need is my social, and I can start here. Gotta tell her that, and then I gotta clock in this room. So.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Clifton. How are you?
Morning.
Good. Clifton, so it's part of company policy to just review the background check results with the client if we find that there is something on it. So based on the report here that we submitted for Lorraine, it seems like she has a couple of felony charges for retail theft and yeah, for retail theft in 2001 and also in 2003. Okay. There are also a couple of misdemeanor charges for purchasing or
You on here?
receiving a controlled substance. And again, it's part of company policy for us to review with this with the client. If you are okay with this and you're still agreeing to work with Lorraine, what we're gonna do is we're gonna send Lorraine a link. Lorraine, I'm not sure if you want me to email it to you or if you want me to text it over, but both you, Lorraine, and Clifton are going to need to sign off the waiver, just agreeing that we discussed your background check results and that you are okay with working with each other.
I'm over it.
Okay. All right, perfect. Lorraine, do you want me to email it to you or do you want me to text it over?
Do you want it? Okay.
Come on. Wait, let's talk. Yeah. Hello? Yes.
Hi, Lorraine. So do
Yes.
you want me to, I'm not sure if you heard, but I told Clifton that I was going to send you a link. And it's a background check waiver. So basically what this is, it's a link that you need to fill out with Clifton. So both of you are going to need to sign off your name, just stating that we discussed your background check results and that you both are going to work with each other.
Yes.
My question to you was, do you want me to email it to you or do you want me to send it to you via text?
No, the text would be better.
All right, so I'll send it over to you right away. And then text me back when you finish the waiver. So you, Lorraine, have to sign it, and Clifton have to sign it.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
And so I just got to go over to the station and get that paper saying that I am who I am.
Yeah. Get me that thing and a letter for your social that you're applying for a replacement. And then let me just check the status on Clifton's case to see. Yes, it seems like we have the authorization. As soon as you can get that in, you should be able to start, okay?
Okay, as soon as I get the social.
Yes. Remember, they're probably not going to give you the Social Security card.
No, they're not. They're going to give me a paper, yeah.
Exactly, that letter. And that letter
will
be in the meantime until you receive the official document in the mail. And then
I know. I have it somewhere. I might even just look through my paperwork right here. I might have it.
Try
I'm
to
just going.
If you have an adult, that's perfect. But
all I need is my routing number and my account number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do that at 9, and then I'll run over to me and him can run over to and Social Security.
Perfect. And don't forget this waiver. I'm going to send you the link right now. Okay.
I'm going to do it right now with him.
All right, Lorraine.
Because there's no chaos here yet. Okay.
All right, Lorraine.
All right.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.